Already in the phone right now is best-selling author Don Winslow. His new book, City on Fire, finally comes out on April 26th after a few delays. Don, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm reading your bio. You've had so many hit books over the years. Broken, The Border, The Cartel, The Force. You've worked with major motion picture people like Oliver Stone, Michael Mann, Martin Scorsese, Ridley Scott, Robert De Niro, Leonard DiCaprio. They're all knocking down your door for your books. And you keep putting them out. And City on Fire was just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Stephen King says, "Superb. Yeah. This is storytelling with a keen edge. City on Fire is exhilarating to read. Gets no better than Stephen King."
That was very flattered. You know, he's so great and such a great guy. And so that meant a lot to me.
He does a lot of blurbs, I noticed, for select. I mean, you know, if he likes the book, he'll say something nice. But a guy like that who has his own intense, you know, 800-900-page books a year, having time to, you know, read other people's novels is pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he's not only a great writer, he's a generous, generous person and cares about other writers and cares about social issues. And so, you know, we're lucky to have him.
Karen Slaughter says City on Fire is the first installation in an epic new series that is sure to grip readers from the start. This is Winslow at his very best. Joe Hill says Don Winslow can hold his own with the best of crime fictions either. Elite, Mario Puzo, George Higgins, Elmer Leonard. He's a bard of the bad guys, and City on Fire is his most relentless book yet. You got to have it. So, yeah, these early reviews from these authors are great.
They're kind of stunning, you know. I mean, they're talking about heroes of mine. You know, George Higgins, I think, probably wrote the best crime novel ever, The Friends of Eddie Coyle. Elmore Leonard, you know, was such a hero to me and such an influence. You know, when I first started thinking about writing crime novels, I was reading Higgins and Leonard. And rather late in my career, I got to be on the phone for an hour with Elmore Leonard.
Oh, wow.
Sadly, shortly before he passed away. And it was one of the best hours of my life, you know. he got on the phone and he just told stories for an hour and just, you know, had us entranced. And I was so, so happy and grateful to have had that experience.
Don, you know how I can tell your book company just loves you? I get review books all the time early for years now, and they're usually paperback or bound copies, but yours was a hard copy. Yours is the first book in all the years I've been reading books to get a hard copy, early review copy.
Yeah, they take good care of me, man. You know, they care, and they care about the look, and you know, they put illustrations in, you know, between the sections of the book from the area where the book takes place. And so that's, you know, that makes an author feel like your publisher cares about your work, and which they really do.
We'll get into the plot of City on Fire in just a second, but I want to say a very big thank you for all you've done the last few years politically with the videos and, you know, calling out the right for the hypocrites and the horrible people that most of them, not all of them, but most of them are, in my opinion. Do you do all those videos yourself, or do you have a group of people that you work with? Or
yeah, I work with my partner Shane Salerno, who's also my agent and my dear friend, and we put these things together. I think we made a decision in 2016 that we needed to fight what was going on, and that we were storytellers, and that we were going to conduct that fight in very plain, simple language. And in videos that tell a story, and so that's what we did.
Just so you know, I am voting for Beto O'Rourke in November here in Dallas, in Texas.
Thank you. Please do. Yeah,
I would love nothing more than to him to take out the idiot that's running this state now. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I certainly hope it does.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, listen, you know, I've spent some time in Texas. I have family there. Love you guys, you know, and I hope you go the other way with this.
Well, November's a far way off. I'm a little worried about what all the early people are saying, but we still have a lot of months, so who knows what'll happen.
You know, but we always think we know, right, what's going to happen, right? And then the world intervenes. You know that old saying, you know, man plans and God laughs. We don't know. We didn't, you know, what would have happened politically if COVID hadn't occurred?
Yeah.
You know, who knows? And that now Ukraine. And so I think we always try to forecast these things and look well ahead. And we should, you know, it's part of what we do. But, you know, you just never know what the world's going to bring.
Well, speaking of COVID, City on Fire, I think I got the review copy last July, maybe. I think it was supposed to come out in, I think, August.
Right.
And then it got delayed until
September,
Then it got delayed until the fall, and then you decided, well, I'm going to wait until the spring because you were hoping things would get better, which they have. I mean, everything's not 100% better, but it's a lot better than it was at this time last year, which is giving you a chance to go out on tour starting in a couple of weeks. The book comes out on April 26th.
Yep.
According to your website, I believe you have 23 cities as of now planned. You're looking forward to getting out on the road?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, look, it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
You know, you alluded to a book of mine called Broken, which came out the day before the country shut down. And so there was no tour. And then again, we were going to go out with City on Fire in September. And that got COVID-ed, if that's a verb. And, you know, the readers and booksellers have given me everything I have in life, you know, in terms of material possessions and a readership. And so it's important for me to go out and meet them in person and say thank you and make a connection, you know. And so I'm really excited about doing that. And so, yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, City on Fire is about two families in Rhode Island, the gritty streets of Providence, to have kind of a truce going right now. It's the Italians versus the Irish. And for one man, Danny Ryan, his whole life is about to change in the blink of an eye. And it's all because of one beautiful woman that comes out of the ocean one day when everyone's down on the beach for the annual August summer vacation. And everyone sees this woman, they all get horny for her, they all go and have sex, and then she ends up being the catalyst that starts a whole down spiral that takes you throughout the book.
Yep, she's Helen of Troy, you know. Look, when I was growing up, and I grew up during an era just sort of generally known as the New England Crime Wars, one of those wars was touched off by a very similar incident in real life. And it reminded me of the story of Helen of Troy. And then as I began to look at, you know, the Iliad, the Odyssey, Greek mythology, the Aeneid, I was reading what to me were modern crime stories, you know, with all those great themes of honor and betrayal and revenge and all of those things that they invented, you know, thousands of years ago. And so I had this idea, and I've been working on it for, you know, over 20 years now, to try to meld the contemporary crime novel with those great ancient themes. And so the woman coming out of the water and touching this off, you know, really is an old story.
Well, Danny Ryan is trying to be one of the good guys. He's trying to be legit. He's happily married. They want to have a baby. He doesn't want to rock the boat. He still does the things he needs to do to support his family. Even some of the things he has to do are a little bit illegal, but they're not on any grand scale level. I mean, illegal is illegal, but there's, you know, all sorts of...
There's
all sorts of layers of illegal, too.
Right.
And then his brother, or is it brother or his brother-in-law, right?
Brother-in-law.
Yeah, he does something that starts this whole thing going, and Danny's still trying to keep the peace. He's still trying to make sure nothing bad happens, but people start turning against people. Power plays are made. The body counts are racking up. The FBI is showing up. Deals are made. People are killed. And for Danny Ryan, by the end of this book, his life is going to be completely different from how it starts out at the very beginning of the book.
Yeah, and you know, this is the first in a trilogy, so we'll follow Danny through two more books. And trust me, his life becomes completely different over the next two books. But yeah, I mean, I think you've summed it up really nicely, and thank you. You know, I was very interested in something that started off small, you know, just a spark, and then watch that fire go, you know, and Danny's caught up with it, and he has to change and adapt in ways that sometimes he doesn't want to in order to deal with it.
And on top of the storyline, it's a very character-driven story. I mean, you delve into these characters. We get to know who they are, what they're about, you know, and how they pretty much became what they did. So that also enhances the story because I'm rooting for Danny this whole time. I mean, you know, Danny and his right. wife, and I don't want to give any spoilers, but there's some sad stuff that happens, a lot of sad stuff that happens. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize when I finished, I read it twice because I read it last year thinking I was going to talk to you.
Oh, of course.
And then
right.
It got postponed and I had to read it again because I kind of forgot what, you know, all the major, I remembered some of it, but I wanted to refresh myself. And I didn't realize when I finished it the second time that it was a triple, you know, a triad until I started, you know, doing the notes for this interview. And I'm so excited to see mm-hmm. where Danny goes. Well, there'll be more of the characters from the first book in the next two
yes.
as well?
Yep. Every one of them. We will follow them through about the next 15 years of their lives, which was really fun and satisfying to do. You know, I think that the best of crime fiction is character driven. I want the reader to care about the characters. I feel that the reader won't care about what happens to them if they don't care about them. And so, you know, I take a lot of time even before I start typing to get to know these people. So you'll be following all of those characters throughout the entire, you know, the 15 years and resolve some of those issues.
Have you already written the next two books? Are they done?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a few details on the third that I, you know, research details that yeah. I, you know, want to clean up and I'm looking into in a little bit more depth. But yeah.
People can follow you at DonWinslow.com, at Twitter, Don Winslow, Facebook, Don Winslow Author, Instagram, Don Winslow Films. Like I said, you're starting out on tour on, I got to pull up your tour dates here, the end of the month. There we go, tour.
Yeah, I think I'm in Michigan on the 23rd of April.
Yep,
yeah.
And then Los Angeles with Michael Mann. Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah, is that fun or what? You know, I'm so flattered by that. You know, I mean, he's made some of the iconic crime films, you know, Heat and one of my all-time favorite films, Thief. And so that's really going to be fun, and I'm excited about that.
Well, they have you, like, every day. Like, you don't have a day off. You're going every single day, city to the city.
I do not have a day off. No.
So you're literally in the city?
A lot of planes and trains yeah. and buses. But
you're literally in the city, do the tour, leave, go to the next city. You don't even have time for, like, to grab a beer.
That's pretty much the case. It's saddle up and ride.
Has there been any interest?
It'll be fine, man. It'll be fine.
Has there been any interest yet for the City on Fire rights with all these people that have wanted all your other stuff?
Oh, it's been sold already to Sony. Sony bought all three of the books to make a film of. Yeah. Yeah, so they're in the process of that.
Is it going to be movies or going to be a Netflix, you know? Or
Movies.
Oh, okay.
Movies is my understanding, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
You know, I have other things going on, you know, in the television realm. I wrote a big drug trilogy about the Mexican drug cartels, and those three books are headed for a series on FX.
Oh, sweet.
I've got some good things going on.
And everything's good with you and your wife of 31 years. Wow, marriages don't always last a long time, but you're still married.
We're still married. It's actually 37 years.
Oh, okay.
We'll be on April 27th when I'll be out of town. Thanks for the reminder that I need to get those flowers ordered soon.
Well,
everything's fine with us. Thank you for asking. We're great.
Oh, you're welcome. I think she can understand why you're missing. You know, this is kind of a special occasion. You got a new book out, so.
I think she's good with it. You yeah. know, she's lived the life of a writer's spouse now for, you know, coming on 37 years. So, yeah, she's good with it all.
And I'm sure she's got some good trinkets and has been on some good trips, so.
Yeah, you know, sometimes she comes along and she's pretty funny, you know, because she'll go to the cities that she likes. or where she has friends. I think she's meeting me in Denver on this tour. She used to live there and has a bunch of buddies there. Our son's in D.C., so she might, you know, come out to see the kid, you know. So I'm not sure that I'm the number one attraction in this.
Well, it's been 37 years. Come on, Don.
Come on, man. You know, look, it's been easy for me. You know what I mean? It was one of those love at first sight things. You know, in all candor, for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm, you know, I'm really lucky. Yeah.
Well, Don, it was a pleasure talking to you. I appreciate the time. City on Fire again is out on April 26th. Excuse me. I assume the next book will be about a year from now, and then a year from now on top of yep. that.
Yep. Yep.
And then you got.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And then you got some more time now to think of what your next move will be 3 years from now.
Right. I know. I know. right now, I'm not thinking of anything but this.
Yeah.
And we'll see what's up. You know.
Well, good luck with everything. Yeah. Good luck out on tour. You're going to be here in Dallas, up the street from me, on the 30th.
You're going to come over. If you have a chance to come by, come by.
Yeah. Dallas Museum of Art. That's a beautiful place. You'll have fun there.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Everyone tells me. I bumped into some people from Dallas the other day, and they were telling me how nice a place it is. So that'd be cool.
Well, City on Fire again is out April 26th. Don, it was a pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk to you again next year when the next book comes out.
Absolutely. I look forward to that.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.